Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see this, what Art sent us? You know who that is?
No.
It's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we know what you did last summer.
I don't want to know what they say that
she
did.
I can see the comments.
I'm not going to.
You can't see. For those of you who haven't seen her in a while, she's bigger. She's bigger than she was. We know what you did last summer.
That's the comments. I don't want to look. I'm not going to look at the comments. That's ugly.
That's ugly. The whole thing is ugly. I told you we can't read anything Art sends.
Were you on the air? You may not have been here. Solis sent it. Were you here when we had the discussion about Bridget Fonda?
Yes.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that's Bridget Fonda now.
Yeah. We did that. We did that. Well, I was in L.A. and we did that. We were looking at different people.
Seems impossible.
It seems like, she doesn't look anything like she did. Nothing. But, people get older and they, that's what happens, okay?
Yeah.
Joy Taylor fired at Fox.
Was she fired or was she just contract not renewed? Well, no, three shows got canceled.
Yeah, three shows are canceled on Fox. That apparently the ratings were just
Speak.
Tank, the show Speak. Nothing.
Yeah. It's tough in a sports. I would tell all of you who want to be in sports media, like I told my sons, it's a tough business right now.
Yeah.
It's very tough because people are doing stuff for free on streaming platforms. And then they take away advertising, and then they don't end up making enough money on those platforms. Well, some. I mean, the mega streamers. But those are the guys who aren't doing real, like, sports talk. They just...
Yeah.
It's like Twitch. It's not really old-school sports talk. And so it's hard. Fox Sports 1 has... The Fox lot is dead. I was there doing Colin Coward's show, and they were like, dude, it's like nothing on the Fox lot anymore. All the movies aren't made there anymore. They're all made in Texas and New Mexico and places like that, and in Austin.
Well, California did that to itself, though.
Yeah, they did. Yep. And Fox Sports 1 canceled three of their shows. So, and she's had a little bit of an issue in the past.
Well,
with this
she
lawsuit
had.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not great. So that I would say it probably didn't help her, but also, how expensive is the show? The Speak show is with Keyshawn Johnson and Paul Pierce. One thing I've found is that general fans, they don't really like the biggest shows. The biggest show is Stephen A. Smith, probably right now, ratings wise. Stephen A. Smith did not play. He didn't play a professional sport.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that, College Game Day is the biggest college football. It's Kirk Herbstreit, never played professionally. It was Chris Fowler. All these guys, Reese Davis now, but I don't think Fowler does anymore. It's Reese Davis. But the biggest shows, they just think they can put former athletes on and people watch them. And what they found across the board, some at NFL Network and a lot at Fox Sports 1, is that people just don't tune in just because you're a former athlete. Pre-game football shows, they like personalities. And some people have the big personalities who are athletes too. I mean, look at Kenny and Charles and Shaq and Ernie Johnson. That's phenomenal. But Charles is a unicorn. There's going to be very few Charles.
Well, name anybody with a personality.
Okay, so the Charles, you're not going to like this, and I'm not going to like this, but probably the Charles Barkley right now of sports is –
Pat McAfee.
It's Pat McAfee. Yeah. And I'm not a huge Pat McAfee guy, so I don't – and I do – I love watching
but
Charles.
But they're putting him front and center on everything.
But it's
last
true.
Night, he's doing the introductions for the home run derby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're putting him front and center.
No,
he's got the personality for it.
Big personality.
Jason Kelsey's got the personality.
Yeah.
He'll
be doing stuff.
He's going to be
it's
doing
not,
a lot
You don't
of stuff.
Have to be Keyshawn Johnson, a former first pick. You need to be guys who like Charles, and Charles was a superstar. Pat McAfee was a punter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because he's got a certain personality. Kelsey was a center,
yeah,
but he's like an everyman, and he's got, you know, you got to find the right, I just think the right guys to do it. And also, Breakfast, Bale, and The Facility. That show is over. The Facility had four former players on it. It was, oh, man, who all was on that? Was Shady McCoy? I think Shady was on that one. And you had, I got to see who the other ones were. It was Shady. Who's the quarterback that used to play at Missouri? We had him at NFL Network for a little bit. Lifetime backup.
But yeah, it's not that you got a name anymore. It's that you got some personality. That's it.
Yeah. James Chase Daniels, who I was thinking of. So Emmanuel Acho, Chase Daniel, James Jones, and LeSean McCoy canceled. Four former players. People just weren't tuning in.
Acho tries too hard.
But nope. I mean, it's just tough. It's tough to get the eyes.
Got to be more like me, not try at all. I think that's the way you got to do it,
it's
right?
It's one of the secrets.
That's one of the
secrets. I think that's one of the secrets.
I got a question. Oh, this Conor McGregor thing. Have you seen what's going on with Conor McGregor?
Unfortunately, I did.
I don't know that I want to talk about this.
He was trending, and so I clicked it, and I was scrolling, like, what's happening? Azalea Banks. And then, like, hey, why is there weights there?
Yeah.
Why is somebody lifting weights with that? Why do I need it? What's this on my Twitter feed?
Yeah, I don't know that we need to talk about this, but let's see what he's bringing to the table. Elliot, what you got?
Elliot, hey, you morning, there? Guys.
Hey,
good
morning.
To hear. Yeah, I can hear you guys. Hey, good morning. Good to hear Johnny G back in studio. Yeah, we've seen quite the downfall of Conor McGregor over the last couple of years, basically since the Poirier leg break. He's spiraled, and now he's hanging a weight from his Johnson, and I just wanted to see if y'all saw all that go on. And
yeah.
Is it pretty much confident to say that this is pretty much the end? We won't be seeing him back unless there's some goofy Jake Paul big money type deal.
Yeah.
But I think his
he doesn't want to play by Dana rule. You know, I think you're dead on. He doesn't want to sign a contract and have a certain amount of fights, and he doesn't want to do that. He wants to have complete control, which means he would rather box. So it will be more boxing. Like, Jake's too big for him. But although Conor has, I don't know if you've seen him, Conor can gain weight and get bigger. He was, a lot of people thought he may have had a little help getting a lot bigger. But yeah, unless
now,
it's
isn't there a rumor that he might be trying to run for office in Ireland? I don't know.
Oh no, it's not a rumor. He's talked about it openly. Yeah, he's talked about an anti-immigration stance, and he's been very, very vocal. And yeah, I think there's a better chance of him trying to get an elected position in Ireland than there is of fighting another UFC fight.
I wonder if his viral photo is going to help him get votes.
I don't know. We'll find out. I think his stances would help more, but it depends on what your tastes are, I guess. I don't know, Connor. That's a lot. That's a lot to just take in on a Twitter feed.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life. I don't need Connor McGregor's
eyelids for kids. Would like
somebody,
a word.
Somebody. There's a circumcision issue there.
I just said eyelids for kids would like a word,
right,
and you knew what that joke was.
Right, I know, but probably people don't.
So you had to. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't need that. I just don't need that. Okay, there's a lot of things I need in my life, and that's not one of them. Anyway, 713-780-3776. If you guys want to get in here and talking about anybody's stuff, you're more than welcome. I want to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. I want to talk about you having something that's metal. You know, a lot of it is patio furniture. You may be a pool in the neighborhood. And, you know, now's the time when you need your patio furniture because everybody's out by the pool. It's summer, and, you know, the kids want to be out. The kids are out of school, so they're out by the pools. But as soon as summer ends, okay, and the kids are back in school, and you need that patio furniture to look better, instead of buying new patio furniture, you send it to Houston Powder Coaters. They'll pick it up and deliver it back to you absolutely free, and they'll make it look like it's brand new. I mean, if your patio furniture for your public pool is looking shoddy, you need to. We had one guy who, I'm not going to say which town he's from, but he said, man, I've been hearing you, Robin, talking with John for so long about this stuff, and we need it done, so we're going to do that. And then I'm going to talk to the city council about getting the rest of the furniture in the city done over there as well. That's a great idea for all of you out there. Save your furniture, whatever it is, and let Houston Potter Curtis do that, as opposed to wasting taxpayer money on new furniture, which isn't as good. So don't waste taxpayer money. Go with Houston Powder Coaters and get that stuff fixed. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Loaded and ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good article on Pro Football Network. I don't know why. ProFootballNetwork.com. They have an MLB. Well, they got everything. I guess it's just called Pro Football Network. Christian Walker talks about the surprising way Jose Altuve builds a family feel inside the Astros clubhouse. A lot of it was about Jose Altuve getting taken out of the one-run game. And Altuve came back. He gets taken out late in the eighth inning with just a one-run lead. And he came back to the dugout, and he was, like, just clapping and making sure everybody goes out there. And, you know, he's supporting his teammates. And Christian Walker's like, well, if Jose Altuve gets taken out of the game and he's, like, cheering everybody on, and being positive and doesn't care, then how can we care, you know, that we're doing what's best for the team? So, you know, that's just, and he says, you know, Jose Altuve is the guy that's just so accepting in that locker room. That's a good, I mean, that guy's a saint. He's literally a saint. He's going straight to heaven.
Yeah. He's it just doesn't get any better. Legitimately, probably the best the city's ever seen. In any sport in my entire lifetime of being here, basically my entire life, in every sport, I can't think of one person, coach, player, front office, who is a better combination of player and person than Jose Altuve. No. More legitimate. He's not. There's nothing fraudulent. There's nothing where he shows you a public face. There's a lot of athletes. When you're around this long enough, you find out that there's a lot of guys who know how to play the PR game, and they're not the same way behind the scenes. And sometimes guys just, you know, they're just a little bit more guarded. And that's fine. They don't want to be out and about and all that stuff. Jose Altuve, there's so many stories I've heard from him where people see him at an HEB. They'll see him at a restaurant. And it sounds like people are relatively respectful of his space, but he's always patient, always has time. I've never heard one negative story about someone saying, yeah, I mean, I met Altuve and he was, I don't know, he just kind of seemed like he was bored. Never heard anything on him.
Never.
Never.
He's the best. He's the best.
And on top of that, he's, you know, the greatest Astro.
Mm-hmm.
He's the greatest Astro that's ever played. So I don't, you know, I love Dream, but I mean, I think Altuve, all things considered, is probably just personally, personality, fan friendly, just everything. Altuve's it. He is a saint. Can we get him sainted early on?
I think.
Your new Pope, the guy you knew in Chicago.
He's a White Sox fan.
Leo.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Do you think he cheered when Altuve got hit?
No, he didn't cheer when Altuve got hit.
He's a White Sox fan.
No.
I saw a lot of White Sox fans cheering.
Andrew Benintendi's probably going to be saint before him. Before Altuve, because he's a Sox. He's a White Sox. So, but Benintendi's nowhere near. But it's all politics.
If Pope Leo cheered from the stands
when
Altuve got hit, I'm going to be super pissed.
He didn't cheer from the stands when he got hit. He's no.
We don't know that for sure.
No. He's not a jerk White Sox fan like most
of them.
Actually,
you don't know.
You know, I don't know. No, you know what? I don't know.
He could have booed.
I don't know. Let me ask you if you feel this is accurate. Nico Collins is set to break Andre Johnson's single-season receiving record that stood for over 12 years. He goes for over 1,600 yards this season. Nico Collins has a chance to get into the CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson neighborhood.
Ooh, you think he's got a chance to get best in the league?
Yeah.
Because Andre was once there.
Well, this guy says he's going to be the offensive player of the year.
I don't think he can get the touchdown numbers, personally, that those guys. Boy, Justin Jefferson's hard to beat. I mean, he's going to have a rookie quarterback. Some of the numbers. So I could see Justin. No, but Justin demands the football. You have to throw to Justin. And Justin's really good. Ja'Marr Chase has T. Higgins. Ja'Marr's really good. CeeDee Lamb.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase has now you're Joe all Burrow. Those, yeah.
All these
Justin
guys.
Justin Jefferson has J.J. McCarthy, which is not sure
about. Yeah, but he had Sam Darnold
CeeDee
and went
Dak,
off.
Which is
he
really,
had Sam
really
Darnold. No one thought he was going to do anything with Sam Darnold. He had Kirk Cousins. Yeah. I mean, Kirk. He's fine. He can put up some stats, but Justin's numbers, I mean, he's only 26. His numbers are just sensational. It's ridiculous. Well, his touchdown numbers, you know what? That's interesting. Going from his rookie season, 7, 10, 8, 5, 10. He's only hit 10 twice. Nico should hit that.
No.
Now, his yardage, 1,400, 16, 16, 1,809 led the league. 1,074, only 10 games. And then last year, he was 1,533. Substantial amounts of catches and yards. But Nico Collins last year from
Nico misses some games now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, that's hard to be in that list then. Yeah, 7 touchdowns last year for Nico Collins. It's hard to be on that list if you don't play all your games.
Yep.
And you're right. He has missed some games. His touchdowns are 1, 2, 8, and 7. And his yardage, 446, 481. I didn't remember it being that low his first 2 years. And then 1,297 in year three, and then 1,006 last year. Look, he's got a little ways to go before we're talking about him with CeeDee Lamb.
He's got a little ways to go, but he is. Okay, so what does he have with him? Christian Kirk, Jaden Higgins, right? He's going to get some balls out of the backfield. But he's got a third-year CJ, right? An offense that should be better than it was last year.
How many years do you think CeeDee Lamb has played in the league? 5 years. How many years do you think he's had 10 touchdowns or more? Double digits.
Double digit touchdowns? I know he had a huge year. Is it one?
Just one.
Yeah.
He had 12 just 1 year.
Right.
Only two for Justin Jefferson. Ja'Marr Chase has done it twice, 13 his first year and 17 last year. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase.
I had him on my team last year.
You did? And yes. You had CeeDee Lamb the year before.
Yeah. Yep.
Ja'Marr Chase had 127 catches to lead the league, 1,708 receiving yards to lead the league, and 17 touchdowns to lead the league.
Pretty good.
He averaged 100 yards per game. And the Bengals didn't make the
playoffs. Well, right now.
No, the Bengals didn't make playoffs, right? No, they didn't make it.
No.
Because their defense stunk.
Right now. In all the fantasy statistics that I see, Nico Collins is in the tier right below those guys.
Yeah,
and Nico Collins is going to be end of the first round draft.
If Nico Collins stays healthy, I expect Nico to end up with close to 110 catches.
Yeah,
and I think 1,400 yards. Remember now, they're going to run the ball some too. So I have a hard time believing he can get to 1,500 yards.
If they can, you know, there's that whole thing.
They did last year.
Yeah, they did, but.
Joe Mixon just said, I'll be damned if I'm getting tackled now.
Yeah.
So he did a lot of it. And they blocked okay as a run blocking unit. But yeah, if they can, we'll see. One of their second round picks is not even signed, hadn't even been in camp. Good chance Arianti Urso, he's not even on the plans this year.
Well, he's not.
Unless they can get.
He's not.
Well,
even
if they get him into camp, though.
Yeah, not even if he's in camp. He's. Arianti Urso is going to sit most of this year.
You just think Cam, well, that may be, but are we just sure Cam Robinson is just locked in?
Yeah, for this year.
I think it could definitely be Blake Fisher and Titus Howard at some point. If Cam becomes a sieve in pass protection, they're not just going to keep him in there. They're not tied to him. He's
a one-year
deal.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean Arianti's on the field.
No, I said the other tight end combination. Right. Yeah, I mean the other tackle combination. Yeah, because Arianti to me is not ready.
Arianti is a project. Arianti is a long-term deal. Arianti is going to sit this year. Arianti is not. I don't think he plays a role. There's too much at stake here to put that rookie out there, especially on one of the corner. Are you kidding me? on CJ's blind side or even at right tackle. You just can't. That's just not happening this year, especially after the beating that CJ took and his shoulders got general soreness. General soreness?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to put an Ariante
out there?
Because
he's working hard. He's lifting.
You're damn right he's lifting.
That's why he's generally sore.
No, he's not generally sore because of that. He's generally sore because he got his ass whooped.
No, he's putting in the work.
How many times did he get sacked in that Kansas City game?
Well,
12, 18?
I think it might have been 8 or so, but you can't blame all of that on offensive line. Some of it was Dalton Schultz just not doing anything. So
Dalton Schultz just, I don't know, he decided not to do anything.
I think CJ took last season as a sign that maybe I need to bulk up. Yeah. So he's generally sore only because of how hard he's working. So don't you worry.
He's
put the armor on to take potential punishment this year.
And I said he didn't do his world tour this offseason, which I was very happy about.
Well, you can't lift your podcast arm when you're generally sore.
Well, but he did lift his pen, and he signed a deal. He and Micah Parsons have started a new business together.
What is it? Is it vaping?
It's a no.
Oh. What'd you say? Did you say vaping?
Yeah. What do they start?
I think it's a protein company.
It's, protein.
Yeah.
Well, CJ's on a health kick.
He is. He really is.
Well, CJ wouldn't be involved in vaping.
I don't know that.
No. Yes, you do.
I don't vaping? Know that. Why
he
not?
Would not? Why not now, a dispensary?
Why not? I don't know.
No, why he not? Would not do that. He would.
Is he selling jewels before the games?
He is not going to vape.
Selling jewels?
What? He's not selling jewels.
CJ Stroud here for Stroud's jewels.
CJ Stroud here for
it's
gold.
It's called jams.
Although his would be an older player would sell you gold. CJ might sell you Bitcoin.
No, J-U-U-L.
It's called jams, and it has nothing to do with vaping.
Jams, not J-A-M-Z.
J-A-M-S.
Oh, good.
We have liftoff for jams now available.
Those guys, of you us- don't want to stuff that disgusting chew in your mouth. How about CJ's jewels?
How about CJ for Zen?
Yeah. What is he up to?
Puts a couple pouches of Zen in there and starts to throw up. Starts to get a cold sweat about 20 minutes later.
Don't be like Lance Erline.
Yeah.
This is a non-harsh Zen.
And by the way, I ran into Brian. I'll tell you that story that he gave me the Zen and bullied me and peer pressured me into taking that. And I was in a cold sweat and had to go hide in the bathroom and act like I was taking a dump. But really, I was just sweating it out. So apparently my son, Alec, I didn't get over to the O-Line Masterminds Clinic until after the show. And Alec goes, Brian Allen, he's the offensive lineman. He played with the Rams for a while. He goes, Brian Allen just name checked you. He said that he made you a villain so he could, with your scouting report, so that he could have something to motivate him. And I was laughing. So I saw him and I said, I heard about it. I said, by the way, I mentioned you on the radio too. I said that I had to, that you gave me the Zen after I, you know, you tried to get me quote unquote back on the horse after I was a horse. I didn't want to get back on the nicotine horse. And, it didn't go so well. He goes, nice. I said, and I also didn't know there's different strengths of Zen. I said, my radio partner told me there's different strengths. He goes, oh yeah, I gave you the big boy. Pound it out. He like did his fist. I said, what? He goes, oh yeah, your highest level. I gave you the top dog. Like, I didn't want the top dog.
No, you wanted to start with a two.
Yeah, I didn't even want to start with anything. I was just trying to eat. You know, I was at a steakhouse having some, I had a little lobster that they may have for the table.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah.
That's a lobster.
Turned I didn't have to pay for
fancy.
It either.
Oh, man of the people? No, eating lobster.
Well, I didn't eat it.
With his offensive lineman, millionaire buddy.
So okay. You're the
well, they're not millionaires.
You were the Jonathan Martin of that place. They're just bullying you.
Oh
around.
My God, you are the Jonathan Martin. Except
he didn't really get bullied. Yeah.
Turns out he wasn't really bullied.
For Lance.
Hey. Oh no. Oh really? Because they were telling stories about Richie Incognito.
Oh no.
He's a full time bully.
Yeah,
there's no doubt. Richie
I saw a video of Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis.
I saw that one too.
Yeah. It was like Richie Incognito is a bully.
Let me tell you something.
Period.
Richie is the greatest bully in the history of maybe of bullies.
Yeah.
Definitely of offensive line bullies. No. And they had stories about him too in there.
Yeah.
Ode Obuse, you remember him? Who played for the Texans for a little bit for 1 year? It's during the dark years.
Barely.
Ode Obuse, I think, played for.
It's like, you remember Cooper Hummel?
Yeah, Vaguely. Exactly.
Right.
Well, Ode Abuse was like a multi-year, and he was actually in the dinner with us for a second, and then he took off. He had something else to do. And I thought that was who it was. And Brian Allen told the story. He goes, oh, man, he was great. When we were in, and he was telling a story about when they were in some locker room, and there was an O-line coach that really didn't know what he was doing, but he said it was kind of cool because he was just like, what do you guys think? What should we do? And he goes, we had no pressure on us. We kind of played our best football because no one was really coaching us. He was kind of like our buddy, our boy. And he said, Ode Obuse is a veteran. He gets in there. He's got his coffee in the morning, you know, and the coach says something to him. He's like, shut the until I finish my coffee. All right, don't even talk to me. And he said he's like calling them out. They're all like, oh my God, why is he screwing us up for us? And he's just the surly veteran, like, I'm just trying to get the pension.
That's all.
I'm just trying to get to my pension.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Dallas, this is a I kind of jumped ahead on some of those. So we're going to just break it here. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, there was a couple of things on ESPN this morning talking about quarterbacks, and I couldn't agree more. Why is Jalen Hurts with executives not getting more love than he is? Why is, you know, Justin Herbert ahead of him? Justin Herbert should not be ahead of Jalen Hurts. Justin Herbert has not done anything in this league comparable to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has gotten his team to two Super Bowls.
Who has? How many guys have that Jalen's done?
I know.
Has Lamar Jackson? Has Joe Burrow? Has Josh Allen? Nobody has. But, I mean, they're all better quarterbacks than
him. Well, but Lamar's got an MVP. Joe's taken his team to the Super Bowl.
Once.
Yeah, once.
And won it.
Josh Allen has not been able to. He's not get over to the top, but it wasn't because of Josh Allen.
He won an MVP.
Yeah, he won an MVP too. I mean, so that's a little bit more understood. Those guys are special. Justin Herbert is a good quarterback.
I think it's they just know who they'd want to start a team with, and there are some limitations. I mean, realistically speaking, there's going to be some, like, you can't go pass heavy where you're throwing the ball 40 times a game if you need to. With Herbert gives you a better chance in that particular offense than Jalen Hurts. Now, that's a separate, and I think that's how they're thinking. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that, like, Jalen Hurts has tremendous leadership. Jalen Hurts is clutch. Like, Jalen's kind of got, a little bit of an it factor. Yeah. The intangibles are pretty high with him. I think that comes from having a really, you know, I think his dad is phenomenal. The stories I've read on his dad, Jalen from a very young age has had a leadership quality to him and a certain calm demeanor, and I think it all comes from the dad. I think the dad did an amazing job of getting him ready to be who he is, and now it's just Jalen who does it. I mean, Jalen's great. Now, do I think Jalen is one of the top five quarterbacks in the league? No, I don't. Do I think you could put him on many other teams and he would have the same success? I don't know that I would say that. You know, I think he could play for the Texans and play pretty well in what they have asked him to do. But if you stuck him with the Cowboys, it's more throwing oriented. I don't know that he would be better than Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
If he had to throw a ton, if you put him with the Bengals, I don't know that he could carry an offense enough that you score enough to overcome a bad defense. But with that said, who cares? He's asked to win for his team, and he makes winning plays.
Yeah, he absolutely does. Nick Sirianni was asked on some show about the notion that quarterback Jalen Hurts was along for the ride during Philadelphia's Super Bowl.
Wow, did somebody really say that?
He said, I think that's bullshit. I mean, he plays the most important position in all of sports, the most ultimate team game there is, and what I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need him to do to win. Yeah, it's kind of incredible to me that Jalen doesn't get a lot more love than he should than he is right now. You get to two Super Bowls and you win one. I mean, you just beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I know he's got a lot around him, but I think Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback and not getting the love he should. And there's a quarterback that's getting way more love than he should, and it's Arch Manning. Jordan Rodgers was on this morning. He was on ESPN. Does Jordan Rodgers work for the ESPN now?
Yeah, SEC Network.
He does. Yeah. Oh. So he was like, you know, this hype around Arch, I got Arch as my fifth best quarterback in the SEC.
Okay. Lenore Sellers, DJ Lagway.
Nussmeier.
Garrett Nussmeier. Okay. Yeah. Yep. I mean, you can make an argument for Arch if you want to, but there's nothing in his history that shows you yet. He just hasn't played enough.
Yep.
Who's at Ole Miss
now? Darch is left.
You can't say Alabama. You can't say Georgia. Ole Miss State. I don't know who's at Miss State.
Is
Florida, Kentucky, Vanderbilt.
Is Vanderbilt quarterback back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. Remember, he got another year because JUCO guy.
Yeah, he's right.
Remember, he was one that benefited
What's
from
his
that.
Name, Del?
Vanderbilt.
Diego Pavia.
Pavia.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is John Vanderbilt.
John Mateer.
Well, Mateer has all the love right now.
There is something to the fact that Sarkisian didn't replace Quinn Ewers when Quinn Ewers was really struggling.
It doesn't look great.
Paul Feinbaum has said multiple times he thinks Texas would have beat Ohio State if he pulled Quinn Ewers in the second half.
Well, I think he would have given him a different chance in terms of with his legs, but I don't think passing-wise Quinn wasn't very good.
Did Quinn fumble in that game or nearly a fumble? He was running and he got clocked and they either called it a fumble or was close to being a fumble.
Quinn or Arch?
No, that was
Arch. It was Arch.
Wasn't that the...
That was the game before.
That was the game before when he got knocked out. And Quinn had to come in with a bad arm and hand off.
No, that was the Georgia
team. Oh, that was Georgia. That was Beck who did that. That's right. It was Beck's backup who got knocked unconscious.
Yeah, but Arch...
And then Beck had to come in with his broken wing. And that's right. He had to be...
Got in and didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know where this assumption that Arch is going to come in and lead Texas to a win in that game. He wasn't going to do anything. What about Arch Manning's season suggested that?
Feinbaum said he's the best.
I heard what he
best
said.
Best player. Like people are saying that if his name weren't Manning, there'd be zero chance. Nothing that you've seen that would make you think that this guy. Yeah, I watched all the games that he played
Arch
last
has
year.
One
it was
play.
Fine.
Arch had one play in the Ohio State game, and he looked like he was concussed after he got hit. Yeah.
He's
cut. So Sarkisian brought him in and nearly died. So that's why he didn't get more snaps.
Well,
Feinbaum.
Listen, Sarkisian sees him every day in practice and did not replace Quinn Ewers with him. Okay? Sees him every day. Knows the kid.
It's puzzling to be sure.
Yeah, and Feinbaum's got him already winning the Heisman. He's the best quarterback since Tim Tebow.
Beano Cook better chill out over there.
Being a little Beano.
Ron Powell's cut it out. Can Arch as QB1? Yes, he started games. His first game as QB1 is in Columbus. Can we see that happen before we start anointing?
Yeah, right. And I'm willing to say he's going to be great, but we don't know yet. You can't. I don't think there's enough to even project making that comment that Paul Feinbaum made.
Who has more love, Mel Kiper for Shadur or Paul Feinbaum for Arch?
Well, I didn't know the Shadur thing was coming until the draft.
But
it was very, very obvious how much love that Mel had. But we're going to have an entire lead up to the college football season listening to Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah, Mel used 2 days
thing.
If Arch doesn't have a big game against Ohio State and they lose, is Paul Feinbaum going to...
Is he going to apologize to all of us?
Well, it's not apologize, but he going to admit that he...
Well, what's going to happen if Arch plays well and they beat Ohio State?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the scary one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, and then we got a problem.
The freight train could get rolling quick on Arch Manning. And like I said, maybe he'll be a really good quarterback. His arm is very average. He's a very athletic.
I thought last
spring. He doesn't
spring,
fit the mold of the Mannings.
Last spring, his decision making was slow. He sat and waited, and guys were running wide open down. And he made some completions in the spring game, but he wasn't like he was pulling the trigger quickly. It took some time for. Now he's a young quarterback that has very little college experience, and these 2 years sitting might be really great for him. Might be great for him. And he's got to sit there and watch. But this hyperbole over this kid is just it's no good for him. Because the expectations are way too high.
Yeah, I mean, not that he needed money, but the things that are coming from it, he gets to cash in on his name, and which is what NIL is for specifically. He's been able to do that, but now he's got to go out there and play as the guy leading a major program who has the biggest of aspirations.
Yep. All right, 847 ESPN. We got the break. 713. Oh, D, we'll get you in on the other side. But we got to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com right now. If John Clay Wolf buys your car, he's going to give you 1,000 entries into the hopper for a chance to win $25,000 or a piece of $25,000. He's putting $25,000 aside every month that he's giving away. $25,000 a month that he's giving away. He's America's best car buyer. You go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Listen, I was talking to my buddy Tim over at Wildcat yesterday. He said, I sold John Clay Wolf a couple of cars. He said, man, it is the easiest thing in the world. Easiest thing in the world. And he said, you go in, you put your VIN number in or you put your license plate number in, and in a matter of minutes, you've got a quote for your vehicle. And he said, of course, it was the most that I could possibly get. And that's happening every time. Every time. And he says, if I can't beat CarMax, I will send you $100. That's how confident he is that he's going to beat CarMax's offer. So you're looking for the best way to sell your vehicle. There's one place that you got to go. On top of getting more for your vehicle, you got a chance at $25,000 every month. Okay? You get your 1,000 names in the hopper. Okay? Get your 1,000 entries in the hopper by selling your car to GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. D has been waiting. Told you we'd get him in on the other side. Hey, D, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Lance, I have a quick question while y'all are on the subject of college football. I have a cousin that plays football, and I just want to know if you're familiar with his name, and if not, I kind of want to put you on alert for the upcoming season. You know anybody named Chandler Rivers?
No, I don't. Where does he play?
Duke? He plays cornerback at Duke. Yeah. Oh,
I just looked him up right now. 5'10", 180 pounds. Okay. Yeah. What year? Looks like he's a senior. Going to be a senior, huh?
Yeah. He was All-American last year. They they kind of have him going high in the mock draft. So
okay. I'm behind just because I hadn't heard him doesn't mean anything. He had 3 interceptions, 8 passes defense. I mean, the number, just looking at the stats, they look, you know, about like something I would see. Draft wise, so a little smaller, maybe a slot corner looks like with this size. But yeah, I have to check him out. Did he also doesn't return punts or kicks? No, I'm not familiar with him, but that doesn't really mean anything because I'm not up on these guys until much later in the draft process. I'm not spending all this time to do that. I already got to look at 500 players, so I'm not doing 1,000 players worth of work. But yeah, I'll keep an eye on him. I should be getting a list that gives me where the initial grades are from an outside service on some of these players. So I'm sure he'll be in the mix. I'll keep an eye on him. That's your cousin?
Yeah. We're from Beaumont.
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep an eye on him. Duke is, Duke's the one who stole Tulane's cornerback, right, Del?
Quarterback. Darius Mensah, the quarterback from Tulane. Yeah. They jumped out ahead and gave him a pretty big NIL deal, to, much to people's
How's
surprise.
Duke supposed to be this year in the ACC?
I know they're Manny Diaz there last year. They had a good year. His cousin, he was an all-ACC player. I'm not sure he made All-American, but he was an all-ACC player. Chandler Rivers was the corner that just mentioned. They should be fine. I mean, it's Duke, so there's going to be fluctuations depending on seniors, how big, if they have like a big senior class, they'll be better than they regularly are. It's still Manny Diaz, so I'm not sure if he can sustain first-year success. He had.
It's hard to get behind Manny Diaz.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Manny does well. I mean, he went to Penn State after the Miami stuff, and normally when you wind up at Miami and fail, you don't bounce back to a head coaching job. Like Al Golden's now the DC in Cincinnati, so after being the DC for the Fighting Irish, so he's bounced back. Manny's got a head coaching job. Hopefully he goes well. I don't have anything against Manny Diaz. I mean, he's just another in the long line of guys who probably shouldn't have gotten that job at Miami. But I hope he does well, and he had a good year at Duke, surprising a lot of people. And you got a quarterback that I think is pretty talented in Mensah. So they're going to be
he's
in the mix.
Mensah?
I don't know if he's that smart, but but that's how you pronounce his last name, I believe. They should be fine. I don't know what their schedule looks like, though. So that determines a lot as well. I don't know what Duke's schedule is this year.
Well, we've got to watch for the cornerback. That's it.
Chandler Rivers, number zero
Beaumont.
For Duke.
And he's a number zero, which is a good sign. You can't be any kind of little scrub to get a number zero. You usually have to have a little juice on the team.
And they don't usually give that number to someone who is not good.
Nope. So that's good. We'll keep an eye on them.
All right. 713, thanks for the call, D. Two Ds would be what?
Double D.
Ds.
No, I thought two Ds would be double
D. Oh, that's it. That is double Ds, too. Double Ds, too.
And we got a little revenge match because Mensah will be playing his former team, Tulane. In New Orleans, at Tulane. Oh, wow. So you got a little revenge.
I know. I saw Tulane was trending on Twitter. I'm like, what's this about? And so I clicked it, and of course there's going to be one, you know, porn account that uses whatever trending names are out there. And like, okay, that's fine. Scroll. But then it got to the fact that I guess there's a lot of people who are kind of salty about losing their player to Duke. And that was, for some reason...
It popped up?
For some reason, it just popped up. Like, a lot of people had posts about it. So, yeah, this is going to be one of these games where they really, really want to get this done. I am curious. There's so many articles now about private equity, and everyone's keeping private equity at bay on the NIL stuff. Well, not even NIL. Well, yeah, I guess technically NIL. Now, they've got a new commission that is going to determine whether or not an NIL deal is a true value deal from now on, so that you can't just use it as a pay-for-play mechanism, which it was not supposed to be, especially now that they have revenue. So they're going to try to prevent you. They have to vet NIL deals to say, no, this is not a legit deal. No one's getting paid this amount of money for this because they have revenue share now. But what's going to be interesting is Boise is talking about potentially private equity. The Big 12 has said no so far. The SEC has said no. It's only a matter of time. And the reason that's important is private equity it's simply buying a university or buying a conference. It becomes a revenue mechanism for them. And so it's not really, it's so far out of the spirit of college athletics, it's crazy. You're literally talking about somebody buying, like Liv could come in and it's the PIF could literally come in and buy their way into. There's a reason Dion denied it, but Dion's coach was caught headed over to Saudi Arabia talking to the Saudi people, and I guarantee is Dion's trying to get some of that Saudi money over there infused in Colorado. I don't love it, but I understand it. You know, that's the money, and in today's, until they get it figured out, you just got to have, look at Texas Tech. Texas Tech was number one in the portal, number one. Now Texas Tech just got a five-star offensive lineman, right? Or a pass rusher. Five-star offensive
their
lineman.
Their regent is a multi-billionaire that just keeps feeding
them. Regent, he was a former offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just sold my company. He literally sold his – feels like he sold his company just because he's like, I'm going to run all my money down until we win a national champion. Like, you're not making money on this whole deal. Like,
no,
I don't care.
Doesn't care.
I don't care.
All right.
You know how long $4 billion will last me? Long enough to get a title.
When we come back, we just talked about Jordan Rodgers saying he's got Arch as the fifth best quarterback. Well, Paul Feinbaum claps back at him. All right, so we will have that sound when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, you and I, though, we talk about Billy. Billy Brown is a great...
Oh, Billy.
Billy, Billy, Billy. Billy is a great American, okay? All right, if you're... Maybe you don't love America, I don't know. But Billy Brown is a great American. And Billy Brown has business here with the fundamentals of what great businessmen do, okay? Give great service. A great service, whatever your company is. Get it at a great price, okay? Do it at a great price. Do it honestly with integrity. And be transparent in what you're doing. And that's what Billy Brown does every day. Okay. He comes to your home. His people will come to your home and they're going to give you the straight, they're going to give you the skinny on exactly what's going on with your pipes or your shower or your sink or whatever it is. If you've got a problem, especially your toilet, the Brown won't go down and they're not going to charge you just to show up.
Mm-mm.
That's terrible.
That's the thing is they say, look, we're not going to try to wrap you into this deal by forcing you to make a payment up front. We're going to do our job, which is come out there, tell you what's wrong, and then give you a price. We'll make it a fair price, a price that others can't really compete with, and then we're going to fix it. And they fix it, and they fix it the right way. Big job, small job, any job, even moving gas lines. That's what plumbers do, and that's what Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company can do for you.
ESPN 97.5.